The U.S. has expanded its financial attack on terrorism, adding 39 new names to the list of individuals and organizations whose assets will be frozen. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The new list includes the 22 men named by the FBI in its recently released Most Wanted Terrorist list, and it also includes 21 organizations and businesses suspected of funneling money to Osama bin Laden or his Al-Qaeda organization. Among the notable additions are chains of bakeries and honey shops based in Yemen. Also included is a Pakistani group known as the Army of Muhammad, a group that conducts guerrilla actions in Kashmir and India. A Saudi charity known as Muwafaq, or Blessed Relief, is also added to the list. The Treasury Department says that wealthy Saudi businessmen have been transferring millions of dollars to bin Laden through Blessed Relief. Absent from the list is the International Islamic Relief Organization. Analysts say that the charity organization is funded by the Saudi government and is used to channel money to bin Laden. Several newspapers report that the IRO has been left off the list to avoid embarrassing the Saudi government. Following recent reports that the Saudis were not cooperating in locking up Al-Qaeda assets, the administration insisted today that the Saudi government was making good progress toward a freeze. Rob Nichols, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, says that so far, the effort to cut off Al-Qaeda's finances has been progressing well, with over 100 countries participating.
Since September 11th, approximately 24 million in assets belonging to the Taliban, Osama bin Laden, and the Al-Qaeda network have been seized. Now, several million in additional assets are under review, but we want to double and triple check to make sure they are the correct accounts.
Asked if this wasn't a rather small amount, Nichols said that the total wasn't the important point, that the real effort was directed at disrupting flow. Prior to the September 11th attack, the U.S. and Britain had frozen roughly $300 million of Taliban money. Nichols stressed that this is an incremental process and that other businesses and individuals would be added as new intelligence is developed. But Daniel Benjamin, a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says there are some other notable absences from today's list.
In particular, it does not mention, as some had thought it would, either Hezbollah or Hamas operatives.
Benjamin says there are most likely strategic reasons for these omissions as the United States tries to keep its options open with some countries that harbor and support terrorist organizations.
It continues to leave open a door to Iran and Syria. If Hamas or Hezbollah were put on the list now, that would put both of those countries even more on the defensive and even more wary of involvement with the U.S.
President Bush said yesterday that Syria, which supports Hezbollah and where Hamas has representatives, might help with the anti-terrorist effort. Iran, which supports Hezbollah, has condemned the bombings of Afghanistan, but the administration still hopes for future cooperation. John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.